Golf Talk America is brought to you by Club Corp, the leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information. And by the French Lick Resort. Go to frenchlick.com. Check it out. You won't want to miss all the great offerings French Lick puts right in front of you.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Well, I was waiting for Tim Matthews to take it away, but obviously Tim Matthews is not with us today. Frank Bassett joining you again midweek. Well, I say that. It's the latter part of the week. It's the 3M Open week. It is. After the Open Championship, Louis Oosthuizen is playing in the 3M Open and had some interesting comments. Wish I could play them for you, but seems the audio was not quite as good as we had expected to receive it from the media center. Not their fault. It's just the problems with the internet. But one of the things he did say, if I can paraphrase, is he wanted to get back on the horse and ride it, basically. He said, yes, it was disappointing, but why sit around and worry about it? Just get out there and play some golf, and Louis Oosthuizen is doing just that. So, Frank Bassett joining you this morning, and want to do a few things for you, and that's share some of the inside interviews that we get in the media center during the tournament. Again, the 3M Open is being contended this week, and you had some of the players, a lot of the players that were over there at the Open Championship, and one of those was Dustin Johnson. Let's hear a little bit about Dustin after his first round.
All right, Dustin, if we can get some comments on one under par 70, including a bogey there on your last, a birdie there on your last, I should say.
Yeah, I played really good. I did not roll the putter very well, especially through the first 16 holes. I did make two putts there on 8 and 9, which was 17 and 18, but other than that, I didn't make anything. But other than that, I'm hitting it very well. I just need to tighten up the putter a little bit.
How was the caddying?
Keith's caddied for me quite a few times, so he did just fine.
Have you talked to AJ? And yep. What did happen? How is AJ doing?
He's doing fine, so he'll be all right for Memphis.
And you learned this on Monday.
Yeah, so we're gonna. But yeah, so he's cleared for Memphis, which is my next tournament. So, but Keith's worked for me quite a few times: President's Cup, I think U.S. Open, a few events here and there. So, we did just fine. Maybe hit the wrong club on a couple holes, but other than that was my fault though, not his.
Was he on site anyways, or did you?
No, he's home. He already drove. He drove back.
No, AJ's home. No, that guy's always here. Keith's always.
No, I called him. He came in on Monday.
So. Anything else? All right, Dustin.
Thank you.
Well, that was pretty short and sweet from Dustin Johnson, but that was right after his round. His brother, who usually caddies for him, has COVID and will not be with him, but he'll, as Dustin said, looks like he'll be back for the WGC in Memphis. So good luck to Dustin and his team and his brother especially, and all the best, and get well soon, pal. So anyway, the 3M Open, it's a little soggy out there. It was really wet yesterday at the 3M Open and had a delay. A lot of soft greens, a lot of soft fairways, and it didn't play quite up to what that golf course can normally do to a player. When we come back, we'll hear more from players after their rounds, their first round, I should say, at the 3M Open. You're listening to Golf Talk America. Don't go anywhere. We all have that one essential that's an absolute must this time of year. For me, it's wine. Imagine that. For me, it's wine. And summer is about having fun, so I like to keep the good times going with equally good wine. Personally, by the pool, a nice Chardonnay for me in the afternoon, just to sip on, or even mixed as a spritzer is a great thing. I absolutely love a white wine during the day. And since I get incredible wine shipped right to my door from First Leaf, I have my summer staple ready for every occasion. First Leaf is a wine club that curates and ships boxes of wine that are perfect for you. You can try wine from renowned winemakers all over the world, and First Leaf gets better with each box. Each time you rate the wine you receive from First Leaf, they learn more about your palate. So the more wines you rate, the more personalized your selection. One of my favorite wines, of course, is Chardonnay, and as well as a Bordeaux, as well as a Cabernet. And in fact, First Leaf can send wine selections tailored to your liking with a 98% accuracy. It's shocking how good they are at predicting what I'll love, and hopefully you'll love too. First Leaf also saves you time and money. Their award-winning wines are delivered to your door at, get this folks, 60% off retail. 60% off retail. So you can skip the last-minute wine stop and spend more time with the people that matter. You know, hanging around the pool, hanging around after a round of golf, or burning a steak on the grill at night, or whatever it may be. Your favorite wine's there, and it's all because First Leaf has that shipment at your front door. Remember, at 60% off. You can also choose which wine you receive and how often they'll be delivered. Adjust or pause your subscription at any time. Don't know why you want to do that, because First Leaf does a great job. They even ship cards that have the picture of the bottle on it, and it tells you the region and tells you all about the wines you're receiving, which is really interesting reading for me. Whether you're by the water, grilling with your friends, or taking it easy at home, First Leaf is the perfect summer staple. Join today and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/golftalk. That's tryfirstleaf, F-I-R-S-T-L-E-A-F.com, LEAF.com/golftalk. That's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/golftalk. You know, there's got to be a great wine that goes along with that great music. Not tequila, a great wine. Try First Leaf, folks. It really does work. Okay, 3M Open. Scott Stallings stopped by and had a few things to say after his round in Minneapolis.
All right, Scott, I know not the way you wanted to finish, but still a really good round of golf, 665, if we can get some comments.
Yeah, it was nice to go out there and take advantage of the morning and put myself in position, and just like I did on 18, just mishit it. And, you know, kind of is what it is. I'm not going to let one bad shot kind of take away, you know, from how well I played. And, I mean, anytime you make 9 birdies and, you know, walk away, you feel pretty good and look forward to tomorrow.
What iron did you hit?
On 18?
You miss hit.
I hit 4 iron. I was kind of up on that upslope. Just the ground was just a hair wet. Just kind of a, not, I wouldn't say an awkward lie, but just, you know, not what you're used to dealing with, and just bottom hit it a little bit. So,
is it difficult to get over something like that, the fact that it was your last hole?
It's golf, man. You can't do this as long as I've done it and just hang on one shot. We hit thousands of shots, and I mean, it stings now because it was 5 minutes ago, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm gonna go out there, put myself in great position after the first round, and go out there and try to continue to do that the rest of the week.
And how would you assess your year so far, and what does a day like this do for you?
It's great. I feel like my game has come a long way in the last little bit, and had a great week of prep, a good off week last week, and look forward to, you know, continuing to kind of build on that for the remainder of the week.
That second group up this morning, how was the course before the delay? I mean, it was setting up nice, and it looked like everyone was shooting really well.
Yeah, it was great. Course was receptive and soft. I think the rain and the delay kind of surprised everybody. There wasn't really any of that in the forecast, but, you know, it's something you have to deal with, and you know, be better prepared for it and, you know, go on to next time.
You get so close to finishing, how much does the 2.5-hour delay affect coming back playing one hole to go?
Man, just like I said, if you've done this long, you're going to have, I mean, I've had a day delay to hit one putt. So, I mean, that's not unusual. And, I mean, I stepped out there, I gave myself a great opportunity to attack and just didn't execute when I needed to.
Does the focus change or does the scoring get better with so many guys playing, with so much to play for with the playoffs and the FedEx Cup?
I mean, be aggressive. You know, put yourself in position and try to take advantage of it as much as you possibly can.
Thanks, big man.
Awesome. All right, Scott Stallings interesting comment. If you've done this as long as I have, you know, you get used to it, folks. And he has. Scott's a great young man. Spent some time with him here in Nashville and around Tennessee. And he's a player, a very, very good player, I might add. But didn't have the last hole that he really wanted. I think Scott will be back, and he'll be right after it. So after a great round, Troy Merritt came into the media center with all smiles and had this to say.
Doing all right?
All good, Doug? All right, Troy, what did you like about your game out there today?
Well, I like the fact we posted 64. but to get there, I mean, found a lot of fairways. That hasn't been too much of an issue the last little while. It's just been knocking putts down. The last 2 weeks really haven't made a whole lot, and up until then was putting quite nicely. So to be able to go out and see some go in, it's nice to do out here because you know you have to make birdies out here. It's very frustrating if you go through, hit 15, 16, 17 greens and only make two or three birdies. That's just not going to get it done. So to go out and make eight birdies today, it was just a good start to the week.
So you kind of feel like you had the same type of game out there today that you had in Detroit for all four rounds.
Yeah, I felt like the ball striking was real solid. I think 11 fairway, 16 greens, something like that. One of the missed fairways was the first cut. So we did a nice job in Detroit hitting fairways and then getting it in there and making the putts. And that's exactly what happened today as well.
Troy, I know you guys travel a lot, but this has been quite the whirlwind here, back and forth for you. Just thoughts on being back here and after, you know, your experiences over in England.
Yeah, it's been about 6 weeks in a row now since the U.S. Open. Yeah, I'm ready for a break, but it's some of my favorite tournaments of the year. It's hard to take one off, you know. Coming here, obviously went to high school here, have a lot of family here still. And without having any spectators out here last year, you just want to come back and play well. In front of the fans here, so it was a good start to the day. I feel fine coming back from the British. I mean, it would have been nice to make the cut, but like we said, the putter was just cold, hit the ball just fine. But if you're not going to make putts, then you're just not going to make cuts, and that was what happened last week. And it was nice to get a little redemption here today with the putter.
Does Upper Midwest course suit you a little bit better?
You know, as most of the players would tell you, they think a lot of courses suit their eye, but I like bent greens. You know, I always have. I'm not a fan of Bermuda, and obviously we don't have it up here. I spent, you know, plenty of years up here playing in on these style of golf courses, and, yeah, hopefully we can use that to our advantage this weekend.
That was your first British Open, right?
First one, yeah.
Experiences over there, and again, didn't make the cut, but what was that like playing for the first time over there?
I thought the golf course was phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed it. The only downside was, you know, being stuck in the hotel and not being able to do anything. I mean, that was, you can't really get the full experience, but from a golfing standpoint, it was everything I had hoped for.
How many people would you guess you had out there following you, family, friends?
Oh, not too many. Today, I'm sure they were all working, but I mean, at the high point, and it was probably in the 12, 15, maybe 20 range that I knew.
How many more will you get if you put together another couple of 64s?
I'm sure some more will be coming out of the woodworks, especially the general public. I mean, as you guys know, the Minnesotans love their golf, and it's a hot spot up here. So if we can keep it going and get a decent crowd out this weekend, I think that'd be awesome for the tournament.
So much of an adjustment, flying all night, coming back and playing 3 days later?
You know, I think I timed it pretty perfectly. I slept for about five and a half hours on the flight and then got in to the hotel about 3 in the morning and shut it down for another 3.5, 4 hours and felt pretty normal. I mean, I was tired on Monday night a little bit, but I don't sleep very well at night anymore anyway, so I haven't felt any jet lag since then, and posted a good number today, I think, and I think that shows.
You were on the charter?
Yes.
Did you just have to sit and wait for that then? How did you pass those 2 days?
Well, I went out and to the golf course. We weren't allowed to go out really and watch the golf, but just to be in the area. So we took advantage of that and then just watched the golf back at the hotel, kind of killed the time, and then just waited for the shuttle ride back over to the airport. It was about a two-hour drive. We had a lot of traffic. We sat at the jet center for, I don't know, probably a good 7 hours almost, waiting for the other shuttles and waiting for Louis and Dylan to get there a little bit later. So it was a late start, but we made it just fine.
So there you have Troy Merritt giving you a little insight into what they went through at the Open Championship, or getting there, getting back, and what it's like to be stuck in a hotel, or not to be able to go out and follow golf on the golf course, but to be kind of around there. Sure, they got some practice in. And obviously, Troy, it's a home game again for him. And got some fans walking around with him, but he seems to like those bent greens, as he said. So 64, not a shabby first round to start. Hope he can repeat and continue his good play. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll have more from the Media Center at the 3M Open right after this. We all know we should be eating more fish to get our omega-3s and protein, but the seafood counter can be intimidating. Which fish tastes best? What type of cut do I buy? Can you really be sure about the quality? Wild Alaskan Company takes the guesswork out of buying wild-caught seafood. You're used to having a lot of choices when it comes to what you eat, but it matters where your food comes from. Get the nutrition from nature. The Wild Alaskan Company sources wild-caught seafood from Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. I love seafood, and I personally love Wild Alaska seafood, Wild Alaskan Company seafood. Wild Alaskan Company delivers high-quality, sustainably sourced, wild-caught seafood right to your door. And I filled up my freezer with it too, folks. You can choose from salmon, whitefish, or combination. And every month, there are different specials to explore. Each shipment contains premium wild-caught, individually wrapped portions of delicious seafood that's ready to prepare and easy to cook. Take it from me, a man who could possibly burn the house down very quickly cooking. It's easy to cook, and it's not a mess, and I don't have to make all these silly choices at the seafood counter. You can adjust, pause, or cancel your membership anytime. I don't know why you would want to do any of that, but you can. And they offer, get this, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, or your money back. Very few people do that, or your money back. 100% satisfaction. Get your nutrition from nature with Wild Alaskan Company. Right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/GTA. That's wildalaskancompany.com/GTA for $15 off your first box. wildalaskancompany.com/GTA. Make sure to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. And maybe they'll send us more seafood because it's really, really good, folks. Should Viagra really cost $90? $90? I don't think so, especially when there's a great option like RexMD. That's why I've got to tell you about RexMD, and let's do the math. RexMD.com has FDA-approved generic Viagra starting at just $2 per tablet and delivered discreetly to your door. $2. That sounds more like it. Here's how it works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can try a starter pack of generic Viagra. Starter packs are currently available to new customers. RexMD.com has helped over 100,000 men get generic Viagra from the comfort of their own home. There's no copay, there are no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. If you're looking for generic Viagra, RexMD, that's R-E-X-M-D, has made the process fast, easy, and more than all, affordable. So don't wait another minute. RexMD is now offering starter packs of generic Viagra for new customers. Visit rexmd.com/GTA right now to get started. That's Rex, rexmd.com/GTA. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Frank Bassett joining you today with some interviews from the Media Center at the 3M Open, TPC Twin Cities, up in the Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota area. And as you heard from Troy Merritt, that's his neck of the woods. And he said he doesn't really care for Bermuda greens. Well, we've got a lot of those down here. And next week, the World Golf Championships will bring their tournament to Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll see what happens in Memphis. It's going to be toasty, warm. I think temperatures are going to be around 97 to 101 degrees. Memphis in July or August is brutal, and Tennessee is a pretty hot area of the country. But speaking of hot, you know, when it's hot, you really want something refreshing to drink, right? Well, guess what? This segment is sponsored by that very company, Arnold Palmer Spiked. Arnold Palmer Spiked is the sponsor of this segment, and we'll tell you more about Arnold Palmer Spiked after we hear from the man of the day, Mr. Ricky Fowler.
just your overall reaction.
Well, Steve, I'm happy about it. Now, coming off Sunday at the Open, a lot of good stuff there. Drove it a lot better. That was something that was kind of holding me back from making birdies moving forward last week. Drove it very poorly Friday and Saturday. It was not my driver's fault. Had to. So today, I mean, going off of what we did Sunday last week, just needed to tighten a few things up. This golf course is fairly generous off the tee. There's a few lakes slash ponds that you just need to avoid. Other than that, it's go attack for the most part. And so I think we did a good job just managing our way around since, you know, I haven't necessarily seen the golf course a whole lot before. Played 18 Tuesday and 9 yesterday. But, yeah, just felt good. Kept it simple. It was nice to see some putts going on top of it because that's been another part of the game that really hasn't helped me a whole lot the last couple of years.
Where is the state of your putting, and have you been able to improve because you're not thinking swing as much and now you can put more time towards your putting?
Yeah, it wasn't that putting wasn't getting the attention. It just, I mean, there's times where you go, you know, kind of get hot and cold, and I was in a too long of a cold spell. I mean, putting is something I've always been able to rely on. Felt like I was hitting good putts. Sometimes it was either a little bit off on the read or speed was a little off. So, I mean, there's so many variables out there. Trying to eliminate as much as possible and think more about making it and not focusing too much on line and stuff like that. So I've been hitting good putts, but it's nice to see the result of the ball disappearing and not lipping out or sliding on by.
Is there any sense of urgency with the FedEx Cup coming up? You've got two tournaments left. Unless you win this week, you'd get into Memphis if you wanted to try to move yourself up that ladder as much as you could.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, know where I'm at, what we need to do and stuff like that. Really just focusing on things we've been working on, playing more consistent, good golf, more days like today, and things will be fine. Kind of keep things, like I said, simple and small, focus on day-to-day and this week, and go from there. Everything will work out.
You said yesterday you'd rather grind out rounds maybe than get into a birdie war, but after today and the generous fairways you've seen, do you think you can, you know, 3 more days of that, you'd be okay with that?
No, yeah, I'd be fine with it. I'll sign up for a few more 64s and go from there. But, yeah, I mean, there's just two sides of it. I mean, I love when you get challenging setups and it makes you kind of grind it out. You know, you still got to drive it well here to give yourself chances. If you don't drive it well, it's not like you're going to have a bunch of birdie putts. So it's still challenging in its own way because even par is not necessarily a good score. You go play a tough tournament where it's a harder setup, and sometimes even's a good round of golf. But you got to make birdies. You got to, you know, play aggressively around this place and pick the times that when you do.
You said yesterday you talked about finding focus with so much at stake here the next couple of weeks. I take it you found that today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to keep it simple. I'm not trying to worry too much about all the other stuff and points. I mean, I've played a couple more events over here, the reason adding this week, and as well as when I played before going to Detroit up in Connecticut. You know, I know what I need to do, but, you know, we're here this week, kind of like I was talking about earlier, day to day, keep things simple and small and take care of what we need to do here. Things will all fall into place and work out.
Thank you.
Ricky Fowler, unbelievable. Wasn't my driver's fault. And he grinned, and they went, oh, my God. And he said, well, had to do that. So Ricky Fowler shooting a 64. We all want to see Ricky back. He's great for the game. He's a great individual and a heck of a player. Maybe he's back. You know, he's had some problems with his eye and his depth perception, which I do also, so I can certainly relate to looking at a shot as it takes off, but not seeing it land. That, in Ricky's case, you know, he knew the general area to look. Of course, in most amateurs' cases, including myself, we look left, we look right, we look down, we look up, and we still can't find that ball. But anyway, enough of that junk, right? Ricky Fowler had a great round. That 64 was impressive the way he put those numbers up on the board. And we wish him the very best this week, especially getting a couple of tournaments under his belt and getting to Memphis to the WGC would be fantastic. So I want to say a little bit about one of our great sponsors before we get out of here, and that's Arnold Palmer Spiked, okay? For me, there's just no better way to celebrate after a round of golf, whether it's a good round or a bad round. You're still celebrating with friends, and a classic blend of iced tea and lemonade, well, we already know what that is, right? But now, Arnold Palmer Spiked has 5% ABV. Alcohol by volume, I think is what that means. It's made with real juice and brewed teas for a smooth flavor, and it's as easygoing as Arnold Palmer was himself. Personally, I love Arnold Palmer Spiked. I love the fact that you can get it in the tall 24-ounce can, as well as in the six-packs. You know, it's something that we all enjoy with good friends, classic refreshment, tastes as good as almost as good as a hole-in-one feels. I don't know if I can really say it tastes as good as a hole-in-one feels, but it's darn close. And the good thing about Arnold Palmer Spiked is that you can get it on Drizzly and Instacart, arnoldpalmerspiked.com/GTA. That way they'll know that we're doing a good job advertising for them. And really, folks, in all seriousness, I endorse it personally. I have it in my refrigerator. We have it at our club. And I loved Arnold Palmer Spiked. It's a great, great drink. And again, that's arnoldpalmerspiked.com/GTA. Search for it at arnoldpalmerspiked.com/GTA, and you'll find a store near you where you can buy it. And again, go to Drizzly or Instacart. You can get it that way, too. 2021 Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee. Malt beverage with natural flavor. Celebrate responsibly. And that's very important. Celebrate responsibly. But I'm going to be playing golf this afternoon with a lot of good friends and at Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club in Hendersonville, Tennessee. It's a Club Corp property. Great golf course. One of the toughest ones in Tennessee, to be honest. It's very difficult. And as our good friend Tommy Moore told me when I was at Firestone not too long ago, he's the head golf professional there, director of golf at Firestone Country Club. We had a group up there, folks, that played in a Club Corp event, a group from Bluegrass. I was not part of that group. I was out working. But they won the tournament. And Tommy Moore told me, he said, you know, those handicaps from Bluegrass travel real well. And he kind of grinned. And I invited him to come to Bluegrass Country Club, Yacht and Country Club, I should say, to play and see just what it's like. It's Firestone with tighter fairways, basically. It's not quite as long as Firestone, but it's tough. So if you have a chance, go and you get to Nashville, check out clubcorp.com, and you can probably get on the golf course for a member for a day event that Club Corp does. So, again, thanks to Club Corp, thanks to Arnold Palmer Spike, thanks to Rex MD, thanks to Wild Alaskan Seafood, Wild Alaskan Company, I should say. I did see Rex MD, didn't I? Something like that. And, of course, First Leaf, for being sponsors of Golf Talk America, as well as the French Lick Resort and Club Corp. We're going to have more of these types of shows, maybe with a little less me talk and a little more player talk from the media centers that I think give you a pretty good insight into what they're thinking when they walk off of the course. Stuff that you can't normally get unless you're part of the media or you're in the media center. And we just want to be able to share that with you. And we thank each and every one of you for listening to Golf Talk America. We certainly appreciate it. And please follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. Please go wherever you get your downloads and subscribe to our podcast. We're going to have more exciting news in the next edition of Golf Talk America when we have Tim Matthews back in the saddle. Thanks, everybody. Love each and every one of you.